We're back for another episode of Reality Mums, back for a quick reality chat. How are you, Rochelle?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm recovering from my birthday weekend, the whirlwind trip up to Brisbane to go to Bluey's World, which, oh my God, can I just say, it was amazing. I know you're not a huge fan of Bluey and Bandit. I know that you're not a Bandit fan.
No. I like the show Bluey. I like. I feel like Bandit's overachieving or something. I don't know. There's something about him that annoys me. And also my kids are a little bit older, so we're not as much into it.
Well, my kids are perfect age. Well, two of them are. So the three kids went. I loved, there's a couple of things I loved about it. First, we went there on the ferry, which costs 50 cents to take the ferry from the hotel, like basically straight from the hotel in Brisbane down the river. And the kids loved that. You book a time to go in, and so it's never overwhelming. There's never too many people or a big crowd in front of you. And it's like an interactive experience. So you're not allowed to use your phone. I wanted to get it out so many times because the looks on my kids' faces, they were just so in love with it. A fairy meets you outside the house and then takes you inside. And then there's a gnome that magically gets turned into a real person. And then this gnome is taking you through each room of the house and you're looking for Bluey and Bingo. And there's a dance room and there's all these kids dancing. It was just pure joy. I just loved it so much. We played Keepy Uppy in the backyard. I sat under the tree while the kids are running around playing Keepy Uppy. It was so good. And even Oliver, who was way too young, he was able to just be walking around in the room that we were in at each time. And there were no sharp edges. There was nothing he could break. He could just, like, you could see he was so excited by every little thing, like the TV, the couch, the bed. It was so
good. And he still recognize it, even though he's young. He would recognize that.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, that was good. And then once you come out the end of it, there's like a gift shop, which we spent hundreds of dollars in. Oh, my God. I even bought a hat that says Wackadoo. Like, who even am I?
Wackadoo.
Yeah. And then Bluey food, and I would 100% go again. What I do not want to have to do again, but I am in a couple of months' time, I don't want to take Oliver on a plane ever again. That kid was like Damien, like that devil. I don't know if young people understand that reference to Damien, but you know.
I don't even understand.
Do you even know what Damien is?
I know what Chucky is.
Oh, my God. It's the movie The Omen. Have you ever heard of The Omen?
Oh, I've heard of the movie. I can't.
And there's the kid with the three sixes on the back of his head, and he basically just kills everyone. He's like the devil incarnate. My sweet little lovely boy, as soon as you take him out of the stroller, and we had to check the stroller in so we couldn't have it with us, he just became a psycho. Like, throwing himself on the floor, full tantrums, running into restricted areas, running through, you know how you've got to go through like those snake.
Yeah. Running under.
He's just going straight under. I'm there with this humongous backpack on, a handbag. I'm carrying probably an extra toy or something at this point, trying to chase. And every time he throws himself on the ground, all the bags would fall off me. So I'm trying to pick up this screaming kid. Everyone's looking at me. The people that give free wine as you're walking past to your gate are like, do you need this? I do, but I can't. I'm sorry, but I really do want it.
Oh, no. That's why you got the Wackadoo hat. You needed them.
Wait, did you hear that? Oh, far out. It was just, it was terrible. And the flight itself wasn't too bad. He had to be on my lap. So there's this like 12, 13 kilo kid on my lap for 2.5 hours with a baby seatbelt on. And then as soon as we would land, and everyone's standing up. He wants to get up and he wants to go. And we're like, no, you have to stay in the chair. And he's thrashing around and screaming at the top of his lungs. And everyone's just standing there looking at us. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what do? I can't muzzle him. I can't. But yeah, so I have a little bit of PTSD from that.
PTSD, just hearing about it.
I had this unhinged smile on my face. Like every person I walk past, I've got this horizontal child in my arms kicking me. He was biting Chris at one point. Like the biting has started. And I'm just doing this like unhinged smile, or I'm like, sorry. And they're like, it's okay. I'm like, sorry.
Kids would do it all the time. And anyone who's got kids understands. Still doesn't mean they want to be on the flight with you, but they understand. Like, I mean, if we've been on a plane and there's, or if you're anywhere and you have kids, hear kids having tantrums, I'm not judging.
Yeah.
I'm more like feel sorry for them.
Although
a 10-hour flight, I'd be like, oh my God, shh.
Well, we went to LA when Violet was 14 months old and she screamed the entire way to Los Angeles. And at one point I just had her in the bathroom, like in the toilet cubicle with me. And I just had to hide in there for as long as possible, because as soon as we would go back to the seat, she'd start screaming. Yeah. But anyway.
You're a sucker for punishment.
I am. I tell you what was good about the trip though. Well, good and bad. It was the biggest waste of money. We hired a car. And the car took us from the hotel, from the airport to the hotel, and then from the hotel back to the airport. So we spent hundreds of dollars on a car and then didn't really use it because it was such a short trip. But it was a Kia Carnival. And I got to see what it was like to have a minivan. And oh my God, I am 100% getting a minivan. The way that the doors come out sideways, we put the pram, a large suitcase, two mini suitcases, and a backpack in the boot, and the boot was still empty. Like, stop laughing at me. I can see you laugh. The sound's not coming through. I can't see it.
I don't want a minivan.
Oh, it's so quiet. There's so much room.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It's a mum of three thing because they're so jammed in. But I was just able to slide the door open and then they all could just walk in and get into their seats. There was none of this climbing over each other. He kicked me or she's biting me. Or yeah.
All the mums at school that have got more than two kids have the Kia Carnival.
Yeah.
And then you'll have a wackadoo hat and the Kia Carnival and a foldable ramp. Look at you.
Oh, it's midlife, isn't it?
I'm glad it was a fun weekend. My kids are sick, so we didn't do much. We did go to Katy Perry last week, and I've got to say, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We got tickets last year, and then she did the whole astronaut thing, and I was not keen on going. We almost sold the tickets at one point because I was like, I'm not keen. Mm-hmm. But we went, and it was really good. Really well managed. So we were on the floor and I was also worried about that because we couldn't sit down and we had both kids with us. But it was very spacious. It was cool, like not hot and stuffy. You know, sometimes it can be really stuffy on the floor.
Yep.
The security guards were good, but not like really strict, but really good and fun with the kids. And we're handing out little ear things and I had them. Yeah, it was good. There was lots of kids there and it was lots of fun. Like, I know that the videos people have been sharing where she's running around with this lightsaber and stuff, like it looks cringy, but it was actually fun and good.
Yeah.
So I eat in these words.
In this age of social media, it's like people go to concerts and then try and capture just this brief little moment that looks a little bit awkward and then try and use that to justify that a concert is crap or that it's terrible and everyone's complaining about it. But then, you know, your experience was that it was a great thing to go to overall.
Yeah. And also sometimes at a concert, you see people recording and you hear the sound and the person's voice sounds not good. Like I've heard it and they were like, she sounds awful. But you're through someone's phone in a huge arena, her voice is fine. Mm. She sounded great. So, yeah, I was judgy. I'll admit that. I was judging it and I was like, it's going to be bad, which is unlike me to be judgy. I know.
But it was good. It was, I could admit when I was wrong, and I'm glad we went. So that was us.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.